Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I've been better. You know, better days ahead, hopefully, for the New York Rangers after what happened yesterday. And not surprising. I told you guys are going to start losing their jobs. And the reason I said that was because of the way that the New York Rangers played against the New York Islanders. This goes back to April 20th. And that's a game that Matt Martin hit Jacob Trouba. And I told Matt yesterday it's all his fault. He started this whole thing. And, you know, if you're Jim Dolan and you live on Long Island and, you know, your number one rival is basically steamrolling your team three games in a row, 6-1 in that game, and then two shutouts after that, you know, you basically have had enough. Because coming into those games, the Rangers had won four against the Devils, who were shorthanded. And they looked like, you know, okay, they found their game and everything was going to be great. So none of this was thought to be happening in the middle of April until that game that happened on the island. And that's when Matt hit Trouba. And then that's when the season took like a left-hand turn. Now, they won some games against Buffalo and one against Philadelphia, but they got wiped out again by the Islanders. And I was at the game where the Rangers were playing the Flyers at home. And this is one of the games that the Rangers lost. And Jim Dolan was there. And he was pissed that night. And you could tell it. Now, I also think this has something to do with Glenn Sather.
Glenn Sather?
That's right. Glenn Sather is still involved. Glenn Sather is still an advisor.
Is he an official advisor?
Yes. Okay. He was back. He's like chairman emeritus or whatever they call him. But, you know, he was back in town a few weeks ago. And, you know, he knows, and if you know anything about Glenn Sather.
Well, who does? Know, the guy disappears. He lives in the shadows.
Well, I mean, he's basically removed himself. There's no question about it. But if you know anything about him and you know anything about the way he thinks about hockey, it's very similar to the way that Lou Lamoriello thinks about hockey. Let's have some skill players, but we better have some guys that are going to be on this roster that are going to be backing people up. We're not going to be taking flyers on the Julian Gauthiers of the world that, you know, are former number one draft picks who are, you know, great skaters, but are not the physical types that are going to be able to protect the young kids and protect your best player. So you start there on April 20th. You see how the better teams basically started to manhandle the Rangers. And then on top of that, you get your best player ragdolled in his home building, and there's nothing done about it. And there's nothing done about it in the moment because the Rangers don't have anybody to do anything about it in the moment. And then yesterday, you know, they can pat themselves on the back all they want. It's fine. Yeah, they all stood for each other. You know, we're, you know, the room's really tight. Too little, too late. There's going to be guys that are going to no longer going to be here. And Chris Drury now is in a very, very, very difficult situation because he's a BU guy. You know, Quinn is a BU guy, the coach. Drury now has been handed the keys to his franchise. Now, Sather's going to be right there with him. He's going to be overseeing a lot of this stuff. Now, he doesn't have, like, the official title of, you know, I'm over, you know, like a president or anything, because Drury has exactly what Sather had when Sather was here. He's got control of the entire team. He's the president and the general manager. Now, a little bit different for the Rangers when it comes to being the president. Normal presidents for hockey teams, you know, are on the business side and on the hockey side, and they kind of commingle. That's not the case for the Rangers. If you're the president of the Rangers, you're a president of hockey operations. That's what you are. You are a hockey guy. The business will be handled by MSG and all the people over there that do the business for the team. They don't need, you know, ex-players running around and entertaining clients, because when the Rangers are good, they sell themselves and everybody wants to go to the games when we're all allowed to go back to the games. So This is going to be all on Chris Drury now, and he's going to have to figure out how this team is going to get tougher. I'm sick that JD and Jeff Gordon basically lost their jobs. I felt like they were trying to do the right thing, but they didn't protect their young players. And when you get have happened to what happened to them here now the last part of the season, and they're going out with a whimper, you know, the owner felt like he had to do something and he had to make an example of somebody.
But why now and not wait a little bit? I mean, I felt like the consensus from a lot of Ranger fans yesterday was, we're building. I know this year was disappointing. I know what just happened was pretty embarrassing, but let's take this offseason to restructure this roster. That's what felt like from a lot of Ranger fans.
In a normal season, there's a very good chance that the Rangers could have been the 7th or 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. But because of the way that this schedule was done, because of COVID-19, and because they have to be in this division with those four teams that have been hammering these guys, you know, over the course of the season, that this was going to end up, somebody was going to end up losing their job, you know, whether it be the coach, the general manager, or in this case, the president as well. I mean, there are a lot of Ranger fans that are tired of David Quinn, you know, but he didn't put the team together. You know, Jeff Gordon and JD put the team together, and the team has a lot of talent. There's no
question. Do you agree that the timing right now was the thing?
I understand why it happened, because I as a Ranger fan, I was embarrassed by the way.
If you're
they
were running
playing.
The team, you would have done the same thing.
I would have done something. It would have been something.
Well, something, and what happened yesterday
is
was
huge.
It was a big deal yesterday.
I would have either fired the coach, or I would have fired the general manager. JD, we all love JD. We all know that he's got a good reputation. I don't know what kind of true hockey guy he is in a sense of how he runs the team in terms of decision-making. But there was obviously something missing on this team going into this season within this division. And you can see it when they play the top four teams in the division, just how overwhelmed they get. And how the fourth lines for these other teams all score goals against their own fourth line, who's a hodgepodge of guys who are still trying to figure out whether or not they belong in the NHL or not.
Yeah.
So it's a real, look, Jim Dolan wants this team in the playoffs. And I guess, you know, this is an edict to tell Chris Drury, hey, my team is not going to get ragdolled in my home building anymore. Or my team is not going to be embarrassed by the Islanders anymore. You know, it's a ruthless way of doing things, and there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset because both Gordon and JD have great relationships and reputations within the NHL.
You know,
we understand all that. They're not getting rid of Lafreniere. They're not getting rid of Kako. They're not getting rid of any of those guys unless Chris Drury is going to swing for the fences. And if he swings for the fences, that means he's going to be going after Jack Eichel up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
That would be a swing for the fences.
You know what it feels like to me? It feels like, the Knicks are good. Jim Dolan's bored. This team was underachieving. I'm going to come in and start messing with this team
now. Did I not sit here and tell you in the last 5 days that guys are going to be losing their jobs?
Yeah, I don't.
Did I say that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Boomstradamus.
I don't remember you talking about them firing the general manager, John Davidson. That seemed like a surprise
to me.
What I said. I thought maybe the coach, yeah.
I said somebody's losing their job because of the way that they're finishing this season.
This felt like a shock to everybody.
And the moment that they were knocked out of the playoffs was the moment that, you know, that was the final straw.
Yeah.
And whether or not, you know, there were internal discussions that JD needs to fire Gordon because, you know, JD was going to save his job, whatever. I don't know how all that stuff went down. But this again, remember, it feels like a Sather thing to me. This is like something that an old hockey guy would do. Like he would come in and say, you know what? This team is just not doing what it's supposed to be doing. I don't like the way it looks, and we got to make a change. I sat there yesterday. I wasn't stunned. I kind of had a little bit of a tip around 11:30 yesterday morning that something was happening. I didn't think JD was going. I knew that Gordon was gone. Let's put it that way. And I like Jeff, and I think Jeff tried to do it. And he got lucky. He got a couple high draft picks.
Yeah, the Lafreniere thing.
He got the Lafreniere, the Kako thing. They got lucky in the in the lottery and things of that nature. But you know what's surprising to me is that Jeff was a part of the Boston Bruins, and when the Boston Bruins had a fourth line that had Marchand and Lucic on it. And Marchand and Lucic just basically ran over the Rangers in a playoff series. And then all of a sudden, those guys, you know, Marchand became the player that he became over time. And Lucic ended up getting rid of. But, you know, he knows what the league still is. You know, you could still, it's still a skill league for the most part for 82 games when you get back to the regular season. It's a lot of open ice and there's a lot of skill that's being shown, and the rules are trying to, you know, show some of that skill. The Connor McDavids of the world, the Austin Matthews of the world, the players like that. And the Rangers hope that they have players that will turn into that. But you cannot have your team look like it has looked the last 2 weeks of the season. You just can't.
Yeah, I just want to say something about last night and the way it was handled. So to me, there was basically no winning with the Rangers, because I know your opinion on it is, yeah, too little, too late. We should have seen this before. But think about it. If the Rangers don't do anything last night, they're called out again. If the Rangers get dirty and start doing stuff that's illegal and getting themselves suspended, then they're basically doing what that statement said that should never happen in the NHL, and then now they're doing it. They look hypocritical. So to me, this was the only way to do it, which was to fight constantly, to make a mockery out of the game, to square up with these guys and show some toughness in the game. Now, I know the whole, you should have done this weeks ago, and it led to the firings of guys. But just with this, what happened last night, to me, this was the best that they could do.
The best that they could do. They were making a statement last night. They wanted to make it into a farce.
And they wanted to, again,
you know, the other thing to remember here is the Rangers put out a statement yesterday, and they want George Parros out of their freaking player safety position. That's unprecedented. That's never been happened. Where did that come from? So that's the question. Like, who decided to write that and who decided to put that out? And did they ask Jim Dolan whether or not that statement should have went out?
Or did it come from Jim Dolan?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, my thing is that I can't believe that the NHL would be very happy that a member club would be calling out somebody in player safety.
Well, you know,
and by the way, this whole thing reading why there was no suspension for Tom Wilson, because there was a scrum in front of the goaltender, and scrums happen all the time.
Sure.
And we look at that completely different than we look at open ice hits and hits in the corner and all this other crap and headshots and all this. You know, that needs to be amended. You know, the NHLPA needs to step up here and say,
yeah,
hey,
where have they been?
Where have they been? They've been getting their ass kicked for so long. It doesn't matter. They're worse than the NFLPA.
Yeah.
Do they really give a crap about protecting their own players? I mean, that's what they're supposed to be doing. They probably would be fighting more for Tom Wilson had he be suspended. Now, the other interesting thing that came out of last night's game is that Pavel Buchnevich is most likely going to get suspended for the last couple games of the season here, because he took a stick and he cross-checked the face of Mantha last night. Now, Pavel is a pain in the ass with the stick, and everybody knows it. Like, he can't keep his stick on the ice. He slashes. He high-sticks people. And, you know, he got into it with Mantha last night. The referees let it go, until all of a sudden Buchnevich and Mantha were going to square off, and Buchnevich came up with a high stick right across the guy's face. So, you know, if you ask me, I don't think Pavel Buchnevich is going to be here next year.
Yeah, well,
I think he's part of like the weird Ranger skill guy that, you know, gets his ass kicked constantly. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, that's not a good moniker to have. Weird Ranger skill guy who gets his ass kicked constantly.
And the problem with him is that he's blocking the younger kids from moving up to the top six lines. He's one of those guys that's in the way. So it's a weird time for the Rangers. It was it was shocking. Yes, I figured somebody was going to lose their job. I just didn't think that JD was going to be a part of it. I figured either was going to be Gorton or Quinn.
Yeah.
And it still may be Quinn, but now you have this weird, like, this thing between Gorton, Quinn, and Drury is all Boston. You know, these are all Boston guys, BU guys. You know, at least Quinn and Drury are. But now we got to find out whether or not Drury's got the chops to do this, because this is gonna take some very hard decisions.
And we're not gonna know. Nobody's gonna know
until the off season.
And how much is Glenn Sather gonna be involved now that you're telling me that he was heavily involved in this whole thing?
He's a side by side, and he will be advising Chris Drury.
So he
will
just be take in the his old job back then.
Because he's 80.
Well, he's pulling all the strings as it is. So what's the difference?
I think he just sees a team. And remember, you know, when he did. when he was here with the Rangers, you can say whatever you want about him, not winning the Stanley Cup and all that other stuff. But, you know, he had guys like Brandon Prust and Colton Orr and Mike Rupp on the team. You know, he had those guys out there because he knew when he was in Edmonton, he had Marty McSorley. He had Mark Messier. He had guys that would protect people like Wayne Gretzky. Nobody was touching Wayne Gretzky.
I could make a case that the most powerful man in New York sports is the person that has Jim Dolan's ear. Because there's two teams there. I think that he trusts certain people.
Yeah.
And then he's the one who makes final decisions on two of the biggest franchises in the city.
I'm just telling you, as a Ranger fan, and I heard Pierre say this last night. And
Pierre McGuire?
Part of it's very accurate. Like, there are good players, and we got lucky with the draft, and you can see that the defensemen that we have, especially guys like Adam Fox and Keandre Miller and Ryan Lindgren, are really going to be good players. But, you know, they're still young kids. Like, none of those guys got in fights last night. You know, they were probably told, don't you fight. You guys, you can get some autographs if you want, but just don't fight. Because none of those guys fought. It was all the veterans that were fighting and everything else. And I do give Brendan Smith a lot of credit. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to go in there against, you know, Tom Wilson, knowing that you're going to get your ass kicked. I think we were probably one of six in the fights last night. The other, maybe there were three draws because they were slapping each other. But at the end of the day, somebody still had to go after Tom Wilson. Then, oddly enough, he doesn't come back because of an upper body. You know, like, I don't believe that.
Yeah, but and the Rangers kind of...
His brain is going, you know, firing on all wrong cylinders.
Sure, right. No, they got him out of there because they're out of hand already. Would have gotten even more out of hand. We all know that. But the attention went away from the NHL because of what the Rangers did, and that's a shame because the NHL still has major, major issues when it comes to the player safety situation. And what happened last night is the last thing that the league wants. I mean, you don't see viral videos in the NHL for special goals and stuff like that. And think about the TJ Oshie story. This guy loses his father in his mid-50s to Alzheimer's. You know, there was a big, when the Capitals won the Cup, there was a very special moment he was able to share with his dad. He has a hat trick last night. He's crying on the bench. That should be a great moment for the NHL to show one of its, you know, star players in an emotional moment. And instead, what's the video that's out there is guys dropping the gloves three different fights at the opening faceoff that never stopped for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, well,
it's a joke. So I mean, the league is looked at by a lot of people as a joke because of stuff like this.
Well, I think that the Rangers tried to make a point that if Tom Wilson had been suspended for the rest of the season,
this wouldn't have happened. Yeah.
I thought it should have been more significant, but then again, who knew?
$5,000 fine.
Who knew that there was a scrum rule that, you know, guys like Wilson now can, you know, basically use that rule to their
do whatever you want.
Not worry about getting suspended because you're
shank some guys in there.
Scrum.
Yeah, shank some guys in the scrum
trying to protect the goalie.
All right,
I mean, look at the end of the day. It's disappointing that two guys that I do respect and that I do like lost their jobs, whether it be because they did not want to be a part of, you know, this statement that they put out, or whether or not they didn't run the statement by Jim Dolan and they put it out and Dolan didn't know it, and maybe the NHL got ticked off and told Dolan, you can't do stuff like this because this is the integrity of the league. And when you have a member club going after a portion of the NHL front office, I would not be surprised if the Rangers end up getting fined heavily for that statement. I'm telling you.
The NHL's got to relax. They dropped the ball with this. The statement went out there. It did leave the club alone at this point, for crying out loud. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So he gave you a shirt to wear, one of those things?
Yes,
absolutely. I get a lot of requests to wear things.
Well, I don't know that it's a request. He sent me this about a year ago, I guess, when he got the job.
That's a request.
So, no, it's not a request. He sent me a shirt.
It's like a backhanded request.
It's not a request. Not to mention Joe Boylan, my former partner who passed away a couple of months ago. His grandson plays there now. So I saw this in my draw. I'm like, you know what? Let's a little support to Fairfield. That's all.
Okay, very good. Does Bob Uesler still call those games?
I think so. I mean, well, he does a lot of net games now. I don't know if he does or not, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember that. Bob Uesler,
sure.
Fairfield basketball. Do you remember a caller named Tom from Fairfield back in the day?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Had a very strange voice.
Hi, I'm Tom from Fairfield.
Exactly.
I remember.
Yeah. Used to call Tony all the time.
I do remember.
And Tony
that.
Couldn't stand him because he ruined the ending.
Hi, Tony.
Yep, it's exactly what it was.
Yes.
He ruined the ending of 24
That's
for
right,
him. Remember
with
that?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, he ruined the ending.
Yes.
Because Tony hadn't seen it yet. He taped it.
And really ruined his day.
He ruined the finale for him. And Tony was like, I told you. Didn't watch it yet.
That was
like,
funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry.
I don't think we heard from Tom after that.
No, yeah, I think that was it. I think maybe Tony put a hit out on him.
Have I been banned?
Every time I see Fairfield, I think of that guy.
Yeah.
All right, so a lot of sports happened last night locally. Jerry, want to tell us about it?
I would say we got a lot going on all over the place. Absolutely. We're brought to you by Dell Technologies. I will ask you, I know you spent the first segment of the show with the Rangers. You want to start with the baseball and circle back around, or you want to go with the Rangers sound? Because we got a whole bunch of stuff to get to.
I would think we start with the hockey. Just keep it rolling, then we'll get to the other stuff.
All right, so first we will give you the way this game started out and how it sounded on NBC Sports Network with Kenny Albert at the mic.
2 goals, 3 assists. Here
we go.
Right off the face-off. 3 fights simultaneously. Rooney and Dowd. DiGiuseppe goes to second in. First off,
all right, you get the point. You had 3 fights right off the opening faceoff. In the end, there were a bunch of them. I think it was 6 fights in total and a lot of penalty minutes. Capitals wound up beating the Rangers, though, 4-2. In a game that I think everyone expected with the way it started. TJ Oshie, who lost his dad this week, had the hat trick to lead Washington. Brendan Smith was the one that fought Tom Wilson, so those are some of the particulars. Here was Smith first on the fights and the way the game began.
I think it was good. We're just trying to stick up for a teammate, and I think that's why what I love about this group. And I've said it before, I've enjoyed being a part of this group, and it was a good response for sure.
Now, one notion that's been out there has been the perception that the club is soft, and Smith was indeed asked that very question.
Brendan, I've read a lot in the last couple of days about how the Rangers as a team are, you know, the word's been used, soft and you know, not tough enough and stuff. And I'm wondering if you feel like you guys' response tonight disproves that in some way.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think we're soft?
No.
Okay. You answered it.
I would have been like, yeah.
No.
Was that a Zoom? I would have been like, hell yeah, you're soft. Yeah. You can't get to me right now.
The team is not built the right way. You have young players and you have highly skilled players, and then like when you take a look at your fourth line, it's not the type of line that you want that needs to be out there protecting players. They just don't have those guys. You know, that's not Jacob Trouba. He's a highly skilled defenseman who's making $8 million a year. You know, and he's not even playing. You know, Kreider's not that player. Kreider will hit you and go into the corner with you and he will get physical, but he's not a Tom Wilson type. And Tom Wilson types don't grow on trees. I'm not sitting here saying that those guys are all over the place. But if you recognize how, you know, and I'll pick the Islanders. I mean, I know that it's my son-in-law, but it's that line. They call them the identity line for a reason. And if there's a problem, if somebody goes after Matthew Barzal and pulls him down by his hair and ragdolls him in the Coliseum, I'm telling you that there will be an immediate response in the moment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So
yes.
That when we say soft, it's not, you know, playing hockey at the NHL level, you can't be soft to play it in terms of, you know, you as an athlete. But there is a collective toughness that is associated, especially with the four teams in front of them in their division now, that they all have that the Rangers do not possess. I'm sorry, they just don't, and we all know it.
Now, during the course of the day, as you guys have discussed, John Davidson and Jeff Gorton let go. Here was head coach David Quinn postgame on the firings.
Well, I think we're all surprised. I certainly was, and I think talking to the players, they certainly were as well. So, but again, these decisions are made, and like I said, it's the hard part of sports.
And the question is he next with what happened?
Well, the interesting thing will be his relationship with Chris Drury,
right.
Both Boston University guys, and it's not an easy spot for Chris Drury right now.
Takes over both jobs at this
right,
point.
Right, exactly. And this, to me, again, this has Glenn Sather's hands all over it. And he's back, but he's back, you know, behind Chris Drury. He's going to help Chris. And, you know, you're giving this now to a novice guy who's never done this particular job that he's being asked to do right now. And he's a smart guy. He was a great hockey player. And I know that he has a great reputation within league circles as well. But he obviously knows where this team is missing key points and key types of players, and he's going to have to fix it.
Just quickly, Messier a part of this? Because I saw some reports his name is floating around.
No.
He's not. Okay.
I don't see that.
All right.
Well, Rangers right back at it tonight in Boston, and the Islanders host the Devils tonight. I'll stick with the off-baseball just because it was late. Knicks played in Denver last night, and this was one of those rare nights where they just decided we don't need this.
This is the worst start we've seen from this Knicks team. Porter gets it. Knicks just didn't come ready to play to begin. They're down 20 with 3.5 to go here.
Mike Breen, MSG, it happens once in a while. What are you going to do? They lose to the Nuggets 113-97, a 34-12 lead after the first quarter for Denver. Jokic was ridiculous, 24 of his 32 in the first year.
I would think that Jokic of Denver, how about Jokic?
Jokic had 12 rebounds and he had 6 assists. Not bad.
Just Austin Rivers. Show you how big and how strong, and then, as they were saying last night, you know, his feet and the way that he moves around on the basketball court is really something to behold for a man his size.
No doubt. Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, 14 points apiece. Neither shot it well. Here was Coach Tibbs. This was a mess.
The first quarter, we got into a big hole. Then the defense got going a little bit. Our rebounding was poor.
Figured it out, but they figured it out too late, as he would say. Here was Jokic on his crazy first.
It just happens, you know. The team was finding me. I was making shots.
Yeah, he was making a lot of shots, is what he was doing. The Knicks will be in Phoenix tomorrow night. So here's the deal. They're a half game ahead of Atlanta for fourth place because the Hawks beat the Suns 135-103.
Oh, that's a hell of a win by the Hawks, by the way.
Yeah, no question. They clobbered Phoenix. They snapped, five-game winning streak or something. But Phoenix's been a great team all year long, and that's who the Knicks get now tomorrow night. And they also, the Knicks, signing an Argentinian point guard, Luka Vildoza, to a 3-year contract. And I guess he would be eligible if he gets here in time to participate in the postseason, but I don't know
that
if
that
is
surprising.
In their plans or not. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know a damn thing about the guy, but everything you hear is that he could be a real factor for them next year.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a 3-year non-guaranteed contract, if I read it correctly.
Yeah, I think it's 4 years.
Perhaps. I saw 3, maybe 4. Nets are in Dallas tonight. Brooklyn 2 games behind Philly now for first in the East because the Sixers beat the Rockets easy, 135-115. And they're also just a game ahead of Milwaukee now for second. Bucks outscored the Wizards 135-134. And there are a few players that Boomer and Gio really hold in higher regard than Kyrie Irving. I really can't think of any. I mean, they love this guy, so have at it, as he and the Nets were both fined $35,000 for violating the league's media access rules, because there have been notable times where he has decided not to speak when requested. Also, when you do live television, sometimes weird things happen, and in this case, for my favorite player, Shaquille O'Neal. He was on TNT, as he is often, and he had an issue with his nose, as you can imagine.
You ain't going to tell me I had a booger on my
so big booger.
I didn't want to tell him on live TV.
The big booger podcast.
No.
Put it on a T-shirt.
Go like this or something.
I did that, and you asked me.
I couldn't even look at you.
The big booger podcast.
That was the biggest booger I've ever seen.
Apparently that thing was just dangling out of his nose.
And nobody told him on television?
No. They waited until they went to commercial break. They were trying, and they replayed the video after the break to show how they were trying to signal him, and he just didn't notice. So they really were trying to give him an assist, but didn't go so well for the big fella. So these things happen. What can I tell you? All right, to the baseball real quick, because I know we're running almost late here. Yankees, Astros yesterday. Now, the atmosphere was not what it was like the night before, and how could it be? That having been said, what does remain the same in Giancarlo Stanton's swing?
Here's the 1-1 to Stanton. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a Stantonian home run. Oh, did he touch one off to deep left center field. Giancarlo. Non si può stoparlo.
Man, that ball got
it's
out of there.
It's a two-run blast. A blasteroo.
A blasteroo.
A blasteroo. That ball left the field, man. That had to be like one of the fastest home runs ever.
Well, that's why he said he touched one off. I imagine Al touches one off once in a while himself, but it doesn't get out like that.
Do you think that Giancarlo Stanton is loving his time in New York these days?
Well, right now, things are good.
For sure.
He's batting 3-4. He's batting double Francisco Lindor. So one guy
went
doing
from
well.
180 to 314. 180 to 314.
That's what the Mets need Lindor to do.
Yeah, eventually he will.
Eventually. Yeah,
he's making the Yankee fan base touch him off all day long. That's what they're doing.
They moved Lindor up in the batting order to lead off.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
They just wanted to get the outs over real quick.
That's funny. Aaron Hicks did snap a 3-3 tie with an RBI single. Here was Hicks, his approach in that eighth inning.
Do what I have to get the guy in. You know, I was looking for something middle way. Got a changeup up in the zone and was able to keep it in play down the line.
Well, good for him. He's had his struggles, as we know, to start the season. Big hit last night. Yanks have won 5 in a row and 7 of 8. And they have the series finale this afternoon. Gerrit Cole facing Lance McCullers Jr. Coverage on the Fan at 12:25 as the Yankees go for the sweep. They're now 16-14, 2 games over .500. As for the Mets and Cardinals, so they split 2. In the first game, Cardinals win 4-1. Francisco Lindor 0-3 and the throwing error. Not great.
So 0-24?
I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, 0-24?
And that throw was bad yesterday, and it basically unraveled. Marcus Stroman had a wiggle out of that, and he did. He got 3 straight strikeouts, which was great. But here's where Luis Rojas, this is where I get, you know, I worry about him. And I worry about him because, you know, Stroman was all, you know, emotional, and he was on the, you know, he was obviously turning his back to the pitching coach when they come out and talk to him, and he's got all the emotions and all that other crap going on. Now he comes back into the dugout, and, you know, it's a 7-inning game. Why are you putting him up? This is a moment where you basically have to try to get back into the game, and you should have a pinch hitter, although I'm not so sure the Mets pinch hitters are much better than their pitchers. But it was almost like Stroman told him, look, you're not taking me out of the game. I'm staying in the game.
See, I don't know about that because he went right into the clubhouse after that inning ended, thinking that maybe he was done, and then Rojas went to go get him. And then he popped back out, and he was like, all right, I guess I'm going to continue to pitch.
Which even makes it worse.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe because you were starting Castro in the second game, and you didn't know what was going to happen with the bullpen there. Maybe that's what he was thinking. Yeah. But, I mean, to lead off Stroman in the fifth inning in a 7-inning game when your team can't score any runs.
Right.
I was surprised.
I almost felt like, you know, he I didn't know what to think. I know this, though. Stroman is playing on a free agent contract, basically his last year of his contract.
It's a walk year, yeah.
Right, so he wants to be out there, and he wants to pitch, and he wants to, you know, go as deep as he can, and I totally appreciate that from the player standpoint. I've been in that situation. I don't want to come out of games. You know, when you're in the last year of your contract, you want to prove to everybody that you can get a big contract next year. So it kind of works in the team's favor if you have an athlete that's thinking that way. So,
not for nothing. A, the pitch count wasn't high. B, you were already basically tied to the fact that you were going bullpen game in the second game.
You got to score some runs, though, is the problem.
I agree, but I mean...
Would you have done it? So I know that sometimes we forget because it's a seven-inning game. Think about it. If that were the seventh inning, I mean, time's running out. You know, I mean, that's my issue. Not so much the pitch count. It's like, let's get score some runs here.
I guess. I mean, but it's the fifth inning. It's not like the game's over. I know what you're saying. I don't know. The whole thing stinks.
What do you got? You got nine outs left in a game.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like saying a pitcher's cruising through six and he's thrown 71 pitches. You taking him out?
But it's almost
like you can't score any runs and you're leading off an inning. I mean, I have to think about it. I do.
I'm not saying it's not a discussion. I just don't know that it was a terribly wrong decision, especially given what you were facing within the next game. You already decided you don't have a starter for the next game. You know, maybe they're thinking he can go seven.
Well, I'm sure that entered into the decision making. It's just that it's just hard watching this offense struggle. This is another reason why you need a DH with the stupid ass pitchers hitting.
Yeah.
It's like, I've had enough. I mean, I understand the baseball traditionalists. It just looks terrible. Other than Jacob DeGrom, most of the time it just looks terrible. Then you got situations like this. We wouldn't even be talking about it if the DH was in place like it's supposed to be.
That is true. They did come back and win the second game 7-2. Nito a home run. Jonathan Villar played shortstop as Lindor got the game off, thankfully. He homered, drove in two runs. And so they at least do get that. The Mets remain one game under 500 at 12-13. Series finale today, Taijuan Walker and John Gant, the pitchers, the starters there. Jacob DeGrom said he was feeling better, could start Sunday against Arizona. We will see if that is indeed the case. You had John Means throw a no-hitter for the Orioles. So close. Could have been a perfect game, but he had a wild pitch strikeout in the third inning. Other than that, outstanding no-hitter for Means.
I mean, I'd tell you, these no-hitters happen all the time. Don't they just happen all the time? I mean, I feel like it's going on all the time.
Yeah, we're only on early May, and it's like the third one.
It's the third one this year? I mean, it's just like every time you wake up, it's like another no-hitter.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you get the batters in the launch angle, so it's more strikeouts than hits. Yeah.
Also, you guys are funny. Phillies did beat the Brewers 5-4. Didi Gregis with a grand slam. And that's all for now. We're running out of time. Oh, real quickly, I would just tell you, too, the Lions releasing Kerryon Johnson and the Cowboys releasing Antoine Woods.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
A famous call in WFAN history and lore of a man named Tom from Fairfield. Now, Tony Page was doing overnight. And Tony Page was a huge 24 fan. Now, he was on the air when, I guess maybe he wasn't doing the overnight that night, maybe just nights. He was on the air when 24's finale was playing. So he was telling people, don't tell me what, don't ruin it for me. I'm going to go home and watch it. Now, Tom from Fairfield is this guy that has this voice that was just so distinctive. You know, hi, Tony. Like, that's how it would sound. So just think about all of these things happening at once to produce this.
Let's go out to Fairfield. Say hello to Tom. Tom, what's going on?
So in really important things, next year they're going to combine Prison Break and 24, and they're going to have Jet Li and Jackie Chan help Jack Bauer get out.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No. I know. I haven't watched. I taped it.
The Chinese kidnapped him at the end.
Please tell me that didn't happen.
The Chinese kidnapped Jack Bauer at the end. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't see
it. I just told you I didn't watch it.
Oh, that's awful. Look, I'm really sorry.
Right.
That's awful.
That's awful.
I mean, he definitely was trying to ruin it for him, right?
Oh,
there's no doubt.
He had to be.
The Chinese captured it. Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, that's awful.
Just told you I didn't watch it. Oh, I love that. Anyway, let's get back to these.
The Chinese kidnapped him at the end.
Please tell me that didn't happen.
Please tell me that didn't happen.
The Chinese kidnapped Jack Bauer at the end. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we got a lot of angry Ranger calls to get to after what happened last night and what's going on with the organization. Let's get to them. Let's go to Mike in Rochester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, two things. Boomer, I think you, obviously, being a pro athlete at your level and being successful, you hit the nail right on the head. You have to have people that have your back as teammates. When situations go on like they did with Panarin the other night, it was totally unacceptable that nobody stepped up at the moment. Number two, a letter being written to the Players Association is not the response that the guy that's laying on the ground getting his ass beat wants to see from his teammates.
That's true. There's no question about that. I think that probably rubbed a lot of people the wrong way within the NHL offices as well.
Sure. Tom's in Hazlitt, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning, guys. I agree with everything that last caller said, but, I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. Over 2 years, they were about 13 games over 500. They'd be in the playoffs in any other division. And John Davidson, what he forgot about hockey, James Dolan will never know. If there was an issue with personnel on the team, talk about it after the season, figure out what you're going to do. But the idea of, and Glenn Sather behind the scenes, who from 1998 to 2004, the team was an embarrassment, didn't even make the playoffs once, and he was like the crypt keeper. Sather wouldn't get rid of him. This is, I'm just totally disgusted by this. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know, it felt to me that most of the fan base yesterday from the reaction that I was seeing wanted to at least see another year of what they would build and fix some of the issues. And it's not like this team built a complete loser. They were on their way up, you know, and it seemed like maybe the timelines weren't matching for what Jim Dolan wanted as opposed to, you know, what the fan base was thinking.
Well, again, I go back to April 20th and I go back to that 6-1 defeat by the Islanders. The Rangers were playing good at that point. You know, they were coming out of that 4-game sweep of the Devils. They had beat the Capitals a couple times in there. Things were looking good. Things were looking up. And then this was going to be the test. And everybody was looking forward to the games left with the Islanders because the Islanders were right in front of them. And if you remember, the Islanders and Rangers got within 5 points of each other. And then all of a sudden, that game happened. And Trouba got knocked out in that game, and the Islanders embarrassed the Rangers. And then they came home, and they played the Flyers. And I was at that game. Jim Dolan was at that game. And they lost that game to the Flyers. And, you know, and the Flyers, you know, basically probably feel the same way about their team as the Rangers feel about their team right now, too, because neither one of them are going to make the playoffs. And I'm telling you, the next two games against the Islanders, in between that were, I believe, the Sabres, but the next two games against the Islanders where they did not score a goal and they were not in front of the net and guys like Panarin don't even have a shot on net, I'm sorry.
But aren't those things more like the – that's like a firing of the coach thing, isn't it?
You would think so, but it's also, you know, you have to take a look at the way the team is built. And I know, you know, there will be a lot of people out there that will say they would not build the team the way that they're trying to build it right now. It's a lot of skill first, and there's really very little grit whatsoever. And, you know, when you lose guys like Lindgren, who I do believe has grit, and I do believe that Trouba – thanks, Allie. And I do believe that Trouba has grit. And there's a number of guys on there that can stand up for themselves, but they don't have that bottom line, that identity line, that physical line, that group of guys that, as you saw again last night, the fourth line of the Capitals, all over the Rangers, you know, and hemming them in their offensive, their defensive zones. So, I don't like it any more than any other Ranger fan does. I don't like the way this season is finishing, and I certainly don't like the way that the Capitals and the Islanders have basically just run roughshod right over them.
Trucy in Richmond Hill. Good morning, Trucy.
Oh, good morning. Now, the reason, first of all, Boomer has everything on the head, everything we wanted to say. It's Dan also. And we've gone to every game since 1966. And we were there when there were no helmets, and can't understand how they did it. But right now, I feel the Rangers, instead of skating up and down the ice for practice, they should go to boxing lessons.
You're probably right, Trucy. Yeah. Thanks for the call, dear. And
There was a joke that went around. I went to a hockey game and a fight broke out.
Yeah, that's what happened last night. And I think the Rangers are trying to make a point and trying to embarrass the NHL because the NHL doesn't want this. Gary Bettman supposedly doesn't want this crap.
Yeah, I thought the joke was I went to a boxing match and a hockey game broke out. I thought that was
the other way around.
Yeah.
Whatever, but...
Because everybody sees you go to a hockey game and a fight program. That happens all the time.
I mean, how is Gary Bettman, you know, not embarrassed by what happened last night?
He's been so embarrassed his entire tenure as the NHL commissioner, he's probably done being... He's not capable of being embarrassed anymore.
I know Gary, and I know that he knows that I love his league, and I love the players and the way the game is played, and I can appreciate it. But because they didn't suspend Wilson... is because this is why this happened last night.
Of course.
And, you know, you can't sit here and hide behind some rule in the rule book that says goaltending scrums.
Oh, they did.
Or goal mouth scrums are going to allow predators like Tom Wilson to do what he did to two players. No, he had his stick on the back of the head of Pavel Buchnevich, who is on the ice prone face down.
Yeah, we all saw how bad it was. Tom Wilson is an assistant captain on a team that is a popular team that's having another good season. They didn't want to be responsible for affecting the outcome of the postseason on one of those teams, and they decided to take the cheap and easy way out and then created a mockery of the sport last night because of it.
The one thing I will say, when they put out that statement in regards to George Parros and how he is unfit for his job at the NHL, again, that is unprecedented. And I still haven't been able to figure out
who wrote the damn thing,
who put it out there,
yeah,
and whether or not Jim Dolan was a part of that or wasn't a part of that, and was JD and Jeff Gorton a part of that.
I love the statement. I thought it was great. Whoever was behind that, to me, that's the person who knows what's going on.
But again, you know, within the hockey family, the world of hockey, the underbelly of the league, the people who have been a part of the league for years and years and years, don't ever do stuff like that.
Well, don't ever do what Tom Wilson did and get away with it.
But what they do is they respond the way the Rangers responded last night. They take matters into their own hands when they have to. So I don't know if Jeff and JD did not want to put that out, or they're the ones that put it out and Dolan didn't want to put out. I don't know. That part of it, I don't know the story.
Tommy in Massapequa. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Boomer. Just regards to your last comment, I did see on TV yesterday there was a, I think it was an ESPN or an NHL reporter that was closer to the topic, and he was saying that that report did not come from JD or the GM. It came from up above. And whether that means Dolan or somebody beneath Dolan, I guess that's just. But what I really wanted to talk about last night was there's a couple things. One, to your point earlier, I think the fourth line really got hurt when they tried to bend Lemieux away. And you guys have heard me call about him before. I think they lost a little bit of grit when they sent him away, and the team definitely needs that. But really, most of all, I'm proud of how that team responded last night. I mean, they showed pride as a unit. And the NHL, I know they were not happy about what they saw on the ice last night, but they brought this upon themselves. And the Rangers responded, and we don't have fighters on this team. And you could tell all these guys got together. They probably had a team meeting. They said, look, we need to stick up for ourselves, guys. And they went out there and they did it. And they probably didn't win any of those fights, or maybe they won one out of seven, but they showed a lot of pride. And I was really proud of the way they responded.
Yeah, Mike Rupp and Brandon Prost weren't out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as far as what they could have done last night, this was the proper response in my mind, because if they had just played the game like nothing went on, they'd get crushed. If they got dirty, they would have gotten crushed. This was the way to do it. Plus, they wanted to make a mockery of things to prove a point to the NHL, and they got that done, too. I mean they had 50 guys in the penalty box at once.
If it were me, I would have continued the fighting all throughout the game.
Yeah, just never ending. Yeah.
Right, I just would have just kept going and going and going. Now, the coaches were probably worn last night, but I just, you know, if you believe – and the Rangers obviously did, because they did put out that statement. And maybe it was above Gordon and JD. And if it was, and they didn't want that to be put out there, that's another reason why the owner would fire them.
Sure.
Hey, listen, if you're not in lockstep the way I feel about what happened and what I saw on my home ice in my building.
And we got to move on.
And we got to move on. So that's another reason why, you know, that and the way that this team is wilted towards the end of the season, I do believe that that's the big reason why those two guys were moved out.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.